Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vizehu." This is Pshat in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Novi, where the Pasuk says, "Venosati lohem beveisi ubechoymoisai yad v'shem toiv mibonim umibonois." Hashem says, "I will give them in my home and in my walls a hand and a good name, better than sons and daughters. They'll be closer to me than sons and daughters." Rabbeinu Zal says, "Yad v'shem daika." Yad Vashem. But after these terms, Yad Vashem, what does this refer to? Rabbeinu Zal says, "B'zchus shmiras shabsoi sayhanal," with the zchus of keeping the Shabbos, "haino igul of ribua," which is this concept of kisei mishpot, igul of ribua, yad bechinas ribua, bechinas mishpot. Rabbeinu Zal says, the hand refers to the square, refers to Mishpat. We said that Mishpat was the square. How did we prove it? Because the Choshen Mishpat was square, right? The Yad is Mishpat also. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, "V'atoichaz b'mishpat yodi." My hand held on to righteousness, Mishpat. So we see Yad is an Indian of Mishpat, which is the square, which is the map. Shem ze b'chinas igula. Shem is an Indian of the circle. B'bechinas yancheini b'magle tzedek l'man shemoi. Hashem will lead me on the path. Hashem, please lead me on the paths of righteousness for the sake of your name. Magle means path. Igul means circle. Igul l'man shemoi. Igul and Shem are connected. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'yad haynu sheyia loy koyach lahamid talmidim hagunim ulahamshich bohem ruach chochma." How does this correspond to what we were talking about before about being makar of people? Rabbeinu Zal says the hand refers to the power of being, of setting up good talmidim and to draw into them a ruach chochma. Kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says, "V'yeshua bin Nun mole ruach chochma." Why? Ki somach Moshe yodoy olav. Why was he filled with chochma? Because Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, placed his hand on him. The hand is what? Which letter is the hand? The mem, right? Ki somach Moshe yodoy. Because Moshe Rabbeinu used the power of the samach and the mem, the Mefarshim bring this. This is how he was zeichet to bring up, this is the ingredients that's needed in being setting up Talmidim. Rabbeinu Zal said over here, Nisha Mishnatu Tomei Lekav, the Adam has to know, be careful, the Ra can have an achiz in you. How do you protect yourself? Through the power of the samach and the mem, the eagle and...
Hand is
mem? Because Vatrechaz b'mishpot yodi. Yad is Mishpat, which is the Choshen Mishpat, which was the square, right? Ki somach Moshe yodoy olav, Rabbeinu Zal says. So we see how this already, now it's starting to fit in regarding being Mekar of Talmidim. We see that where it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu being Mekar of Yeshua, he had to have this power of the samach and the mem. The koyach hazeh yieloi, where does he get this koyach from? Mibeis Hashem, from Mibeis Hashem. Shemayon hachochmo yoytzei Mibeis Hashem. We know that where does the mayon hachochmo come from? From Mibeis Hashem. There's a pasuk, mayon chochmo yoytzei Mibeis Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki bechochmo yivne bayis. Because the pasuk says that you must have chochmo to build a house. Building a Talmud, creating a Talmud, is the meaning of building a house, there must be chochmo involved. With this we explain the Yad. We show ki somach Moshe yodo yolov. That was the Yad. Voshem, where do we see the Indian of the Shem? Hainu, in other words, the Yad is the Indian of being mamshich ruach chochmo in the Talmidim. That's one item that you have to do in being makar of Talmidim. That ki mole ruach chochmo, how? Ki somach Moshe yodo. That's how he injected the ruach chochmo. What is Shem as far as being makar of Talmidim? Hainu sheyizke l'shem toiv. A person who's being makar of Talmidim has to strive very hard to be zeche to a shem toiv, to a good name. Rabbeinu Zal says, what's pshat good name? Shekol hanefoshois yisavu taivo liyois nishroshin bishmoi. That all the nefoshois of all those around him should crave to merge with him. To be nishrash in his name, to become part of his name. Ki Hashem hu hanefesh, meaning, what are we saying? That they should be zeicha to merge with his nefesh. And we know that the shame, the name of a person, is his nefesh, as the Pasuk says, nefesh chayo who's Shemoi. What is the nefesh of a chaya? Its name. Within its name is contained its nefesh. A lion is called Aryeh. Aryeh is begematria gevura. It shows the status of his nefesh. So Rabbeinu Zal says that a person has to see to it to have a good name, meaning that everybody should want to become nichlal in his nefesh. Rabbeinu Zal says bebechina, says the pasuk says leshimcha ulezichrecha tavas nefesh. To your name and to your memory, their nefoshes should yearn. The nefoshes should yearn to become part of your name. Ulashem hazeh yisku machmas bechinas chayma. Rabbi Netzal says, what's the only way that a person could be zeichet to this type of name, meaning to this type of nefesh, where all those around him should crave to become part of his nefesh? Only through the bechina of a wall. Remember the pasuk said, V'nosati lochem beveisi. Veisi was the base Hashem from which the Chochmah comes from. Remember we just had it here? Ubechoy moisai. And through my wall, Yad Voshem Toy. Rabbi Nezal says, what is the wall? V'zeh b'chinas chayma. What is the wall? Which mitzvah is referred to as a wall? The inyan of holding in one's kas. B'chinas ma'arich'af, containing one's anger. She'yich bo'ish kasoy, to conquer a person's anger. Why? Rabbi Nezal says, ki ashirus u'kvishas kas b'chino achas. Rabbi Nezal says, wealth and controlling your anger are synonymous. Those two mean the same thing. V'nikroim chayma, and both of them are referred to as a wall. Kimi shehu mekalkel chayma shel ashirus, a person who destroys his wall of wealth. V'lekeach latzmai kas v'chayma, and he takes to himself instead kas, he allows himself to get angry. What's another word for kas? Chayma. Umei chayma oise chayma. From chayma, a person's wealth is always referred to as a wall in front of him to protect him. That's his whole protection. Like a person who gets angry, he takes the chayma, he takes the ashirus, he destroys it, and he makes from it chayma. Chayma means kas. Kishneihem misitra desmola, because both of these two items, kas and money, both come from the left side. Kemoi shekosel, as the pasuk says, mitzofoin tiposach horo. Where does all evil come from? From north. Tzofoin is north. Which direction is north? When you're standing forward is east. Which direction is north? To the left. Tzofoin is always the klipos. So we see that Ra, which is Kas, comes from the left. And also the pasuk says, Mitzafoin Zohav Yasa. Where does money come from? Money also comes from the left. Va'ashirus hi chayma. And Rabbi Nezal now is going to prove that Ashirus is referred to as a wall. Kemay Shekosel, as the pasuk says, Hoin Oshir Kiryas Uzai Ukechayma Nisgava B'meshichosai. The wealth of a rich man, hoin oshir, the wealth of a rich man, kiryas uzoi, is his fortification of strength, meaning it acts as a fort around him to protect him. Ukechaymo nisgavo, and like an elevated wall, bimeshichosoi, with his drawing power, meaning his ashirus acts like a wall. It builds a city around him, like to protect him. That's what a person's wealth is referred to in the Torah as a wall. Hoin Oshir Kiryas Suzai, from this pasuk. And Rabbi Nezal says, what is Kas? Ubikas Ksiv. Kas is the exact opposite. A walled city is an inyan of Ashirus. You know what Kas is? Kas is an unwalled city. Ubikas Ksiv, the pasuk says about a person who gets angry, Ir Prutza, Ein Chaimo, a city which is open and doesn't have any wall around it. You know what that's like? Ish asher ein ma'atzer l'ruchai, a man who has no control to his spirit, meaning he loses control. Yichas v'sholom has kas. That's referred to as an unwalled city. It's a city with no walls around it. It just lets loose whatever it wants. So Rabbi Nezal says, u'kishenim shachlish ashirus, when a person draws wealth, azah yesh lo chayma, that gives him a wealth. V'hachayma shel ashirus ma'atzer l'kasoi, this wall of wealth contains his curse and acts as a wall to block the curse from coming out. Meaning, in other words, Rabbi Zal always said, what are most fights in a house about? What is most curse over? Over money. Because when there's over, not over money, over the lack of money. When there's money, the money acts as a wall holding in the curse on everybody's side. When there's no money, the wall is down, the curse flies back and forth. At times, when a person's curse overwhelms him, there are times when the curse gets so big where although the wall is up, although the guy has money, the curse knocks over the money. Nimtzo, Rabbi Nachman says, what do we come out from here? Shahakas mazik lashirus, that a person should know that one of the items that hurts parnosah more than anything else is kas. Ukishahayetzer mesis odom sheyichos. Rabbi Nachman says, when you find that the Yetzer Hara is riling you up to get you into kas, whenever you find yourself falling into kas, yeda, you should know. Shebezois hasho yashpiu loy milamala ezesach momoin. That at that moment you are destined to receive a sum of money from Shamayim. V'hayetzer roitzel akakil zoysa hashpoh. And the Yetzer Hara wants to destroy that shefa, therefore he riles you up into kas. Rabbi Nachman is saying that this is a fact. Whenever you see yourself getting into kas, picture somebody standing in front of you with a $100,000 check, he's about to hand it to you, just don't slip. You fall into the kas, the guy walks away. You don't fall into the kas, you give him the $100,000 check. And this is the Torah on which Rabbi Zal mentioned this item many times to us. He was quoting from this Torah. This is where we'll hold it right now, because this is a semi-break now. Now Rabbi Zal is going to explain how we said that caste destroys the chayma, the money, blah, blah, blah. It destroys the shame, the power. We said, we're talking here about building the name. Yad v'shem toiv. Rabbi Zal is going to show how shame is the nefesh, and kas destroys the nefesh. As the pasuk says, Toireif nafshei bi'apoi. A person tears up his nefesh with his anger, meaning he tears up his name, his good name. And Rabbi Zal is going to go on to explaining this whole item much more. You see how each Torah is like a whole tremendous binyan with hundreds of pieces of advice and information about the whole, here he's explaining the whole topic of being makar of people. And you look at Rabbi Zal, you see everything here, you know, clear, every aspect that he's talking about, Shem Tov and Yad, you know, everything is found here.
The Iker Shmiras Hashem, Shmiras HaNefesh, the main guarding of a person's name, which is the Nefesh. We said before that the Pasuk says, Nefesh Chayo Hu Shemoi, that the Nefesh and the name are both the same thing. We have brought proof from a lion, for example, that you can see the Nefesh of the lion in his name. The word Aryeh is Begimatria Gvura, showing that the lion's Nefesh is like. And there are many, many similarities, similarities between people, etc., etc. For example, the Arizal brings Odom. Why is man called Odom? What item is there that distinguishes man from animal? The Sechel. We know that the letters of Hashem's name that correspond to Sechel are Yud and K, the first two letters of Yud, K, Vav, K. We know how many parts to the brain are there, how many spheres are there? Three. Chochma, Bina, and Das, so Kesa, Chochma, Bina. That's why three times Yud, K is Begimatria Odom. Exactly. Showing that the Iker Odom is the Sechel. Aye, then why is he called Medaber? Would seem clear that the answer is because mipiv das usavuma, that the whole seichel of a person shows through his mouth. So the mouth is just the keli to be able to show what's going on in the head. Okay, Rabbi Nachman says now the ikur shmiras Hashem shmiras anefesh eina elo sheyishmar mikas. The main way that a person protects his nefesh is by guarding it from kas. Ki akas poigim benafshei, because kas is poigim in a person's nefesh. Every Avera is plaguing on a person's nefesh, but the Arizal says clearly that Kas is unique. Kas is the only Avera about which the Torah uses a lotion like this. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Toireif Napshoi Bi'apoi. He literally tears his nefesh with Kas. A person gets into Kas, his nefesh gets torn, shredded. Abol Kishishemre Satsmami Kas. But when a person guards himself from Kas, and he does the opposite of kas, he prevents kas, which means he heightens the wall of wealth, because ashirus is referred to as a chaimo, a wall. Kas is referred to as chaimo. And by doing that, what does he do? He heightens his nefesh and he heightens his name. What happens when the nefesh and the shame have an aliyah? What happens is that all the nefeshes that are around him all desire to become nichlal in his nefesh. He receives a magnetic power, literally a magnetic power, to draw people to him. Because, let's explain this a little further. Rabbeinu Zal has a Torah on the Kutim later, Torah Ayin, where Rabbeinu Zal refers to the Tzadik Emes as a vechin of a magnetic force to be able to draw people to him. What makes him magnetic? The fact that V'nafshi ke'ofor lakoyel tihiyeh. His nefesh, he's the one who has the most anivus, the most humbleness. He considers himself like the ground. Just like the ground has a gravitational pull to be able to draw to it anything that's far away from it, the Tzadik Emes has a gravitational pull to pull all those who are anywhere within his range close to him. Rabbeinu Zal says, if that's the case, why doesn't the whole world fall down on the Tzadik Emes? The answer is because there's a koyach hamachriach. People have gashmiyistik taivus and midas rois and sins which act as a block to block this magnet. It's like a lead force to block the magnet. So what item is there that makes this magnetic force? What item is it that gives the tzaddik this magnetism? It's his anibus. What is kas? Kas is a display of gaiva. Very simple. The pasuk says, lo yihye becho kelzor, there shouldn't be in you kelzor. What is an avodah zara that resides within you? Kas. Because kas is something which shows that the person considers himself superior to everything. He shows that he's able to let loose, lose control, and do whatever he pleases. Those two always go together, as the Gemara says in Psachim, in the same breath, those two are the same, kas and gaiva, the same thing. Rabbeinu Zal says, Azai, kol hanafoshes teivim lehi kol benafshe. What happens is, all hanafoshes desire, crave to become nichlal in his nefesh. Ki kol hanafoshes shoroshom ba'ashirus. Rabbeinu Zal says, where is the shirish of the nefesh in Shamayim? Nefesh is which spira? Malchus. Nefesh chayu shmoi. Malchus draws from the left. Aleph dalet nun yud, bino de malchus adino. The shirish of Malchus is in Bina, which is the left side, which is the side of Momoin. Mitzafoin Zohav Yoasa. Money also comes from the left, which means that the nefesh yearns for money. The nefesh is magnetized by money. So one who destroys the kas within him, through which he zoichet to this choyma of Ashirus, all the people crave to become nichlal in him, just like people by nature cling to a rich person. A person who's rich, they cling to him. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ve'elav hu naisei es nashoi. The Pasuk there is talking about an oni. If you lend a poor person money and you'll take a mashkin from him, like a blanket, the Pasuk says make sure to return it to him right away before nightfall, because it's very precious to him. Ve'elav hu naisei es nashoi. And his nefesh yearns for it, like. Meaning that the nefesh clings to Ashirus. It yearns for Ashirus.